We begin today the third week, empowerment. In the last decades, we women have accumulated various achievements as a result of a fight for rights we did not possess. As we live in a culture ruled by masculine values, in order to occupy some spaces, we have found ourselves compelled to copy masculine models, working like men at their pace. The result of this distortion has left us out of balance. It generated an overburden caused by double shift workdays, frustrations, guilt in our roles as mothers, tension from the pressure of having to bear it all, a sensation of feeling lost, caused by living in a rhythm that is not ours. And in the end, when our inner voice tells us it's time to return home, we are found not knowing which way to tread to return. We find ourselves faced with a lack of feminine references. Women all around the globe have shared this perception and have started a movement of rescuing this reference, looking into ancient cultures where women were associated with the land, fertility, considered responsible for giving life, thus having an honorable placement, allowing her to be and behave according to her own nature. As soon as a woman gets in touch with her inner power, her inner wisdom, she offers a voice to all those past generations, which at one point lived the plenitude of the feminine. This week, we're going to dedicate ourselves to exercises and reflections, which are beginning steps on the way of allowing ourselves to live our inner power and wisdom, so that we may empower ourselves and our lineage, resignifying our feminine references. For us to begin this week, we have made available a link with songs by powerful women, so that you may get inspired. Listen. Dance, and above all, sing. Many women's voices tremble whenever they need to show up, set boundaries, express themselves. Sing with these powerful women who are not afraid to express who they are.